Avos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion 1:7. In the previous Mishnah, we had Yoshua ben Prachya advising everyone to be dan es kol adam lachavschus, judge your fellow favorably. Here in this Mishnah, Nitai Harbeli, his Av Bezdin, says there's another side to that story, which is that if you associate with people who you are giving the benefit of the doubt, and there are bad people, that can have a very negative impact on your life. And therefore, he takes a much more practical view to things, saying, listen, there are bad people, and you have to be wary of them. There's a basic principle. Haggai, the prophet, speaks about this in the second parak there. He points out, second parak of Haggai, he points out that it's a lot easier for Tumah to spread than Kedusha. Bad spreads easier than good. And although we have an obligation to spread good, share the light, as the Baal Shem Tov once said, or said to have said, the broom that sweeps gets dirty. And therefore, you have to be wary about the impact that bad people have on you and your family. And therefore, Nitai Arbeli says, Harchek mishachen ra. You should distance yourself from a bad neighbor. This means literally checking out where you live, the place you send your school, the apartment building which you choose to live in, your neighborhood, your shul. Those people are going to have a dramatic impact on your morality, on your children's idea of what's right and wrong, your basic attitudes towards life. And man is a social creature. And it's inevitable that if you're around people who behave poorly, use poor language, have poor values, use their time and with bad decision-making, that will influence you and have impact on you and your life. And therefore, keep a distance, says the Rambam. You're better off moving into the desert, being alone, than being surrounded by bad people. And more than that, obviously, there's just, if you're around bad people, a bad neighborhood breeds all sorts of bad things, misbehavior, violence, damage your property. And more than that, there's a general principle that is found throughout Chazal, already starting from the story of Korach on down. Oyla Rasha, Oyla Shcheno. That's actually a quote from a Mishnah in Nagaim, 12th Perek, Mishnah above, that woe to the wicked person and woe to his neighbor. A person who is just in physical proximity to bad people will essentially be drawn into them and also punished along with them, even if that's how the system works. That's how life is. You see in Jewish history that Jews elected to live in sort of ghettos of their own making. Jews were aware that being surrounded by people who don't share their values would have a negative impact. Therefore, Jews have always been careful to sort of cloister themselves and protect themselves from negative influence to the extent that they can. The second part of the Mishnah really is a natural development from the first. It says, "Va'al tischarber l'rasha." You shouldn't become connected with, associated with a wicked person. This means besides for where you're living, in your workplace, in your business dealings, in your social activities, your communal activities, be wary about being attached to people who are bad people in any way. Again, because of the bad influence they'll have on you. And this is true even the devar mitzvah, even to do a mitzvah. You shouldn't team up with them to do good things because they'll rub off badly on you. I have a principle that I repeat to my team and my business regularly, which is you can't do a good deal with a bad person. And that's proven itself true time and time again. When we have done things with bad people, it's in the long run been an unpleasant experience. The bartender brings a metaphor, to sort of a parable to illustrate this. He says it's like a person, you know, if you walk into a tannery where everything stinks, even if you don't buy any of the goods that are being sold there, you walk out stinking, the bad smell attaches to you. So you being associated with bad people, it leaves, you know, its mark on you, and you're tainted by it. More than that, Chazal say that kol ha-medabek b'rishayim, anyone who is attached to wicked people, afal pisha eno osa k'masehem, even though they don't behave in the same bad way that these bad people do, notas schar kiyotz mehem, a person shares in their punishment. And the idea here, that's from Avos Reb Nosson, the idea here is that you actually share partial responsibility by virtue of the fact of being associated with bad people. And the reason why is because when a third party looks and they know this person is questionable, would they say, listen, this is his business partner, or even, you know, this is his friend, or this is the guy who plays tennis with, whatever it is. So then they assume it can't be that bad after all, because a good guy like you wouldn't associate with a bad guy if you were a bad guy at all. And therefore, your association with the bad person is on some level even an endorsement of him. And therefore, yeah, you share some of the responsibility, if you're, you know, unintentionally but effectively encouraging people to do business with them or, you know, hang out with them, part of it is your fault as well. The last part of the Mishnah says, "V'al tisya'esh min ha'parnos." This means don't despair, don't give up hope in the idea of paranos, of retribution. So certainly we believe in the hereafter, those who are bad will be punished. But the Rambam points out that it's not just in the hereafter. Even in this world, you know, there's often a sudden downfall to a person, and that could happen in this world. And don't doubt that it'll happen to the bad people as well. And don't assume that just because they've gotten away with it this long and everyone else is doing it, cutting these corners, you should do it too. To the contrary, the consequences are around the corner. And this line of the Mishnah always reminds me of the most remarkable thing. I have 6 children, Leonora, and each of them, at around 7 years old, had the exact same discussion with me. I found them in the kitchen cutting with a big kitchen knife, and, you know, they're cutting their whatever piece of cheese, and I say, you can't do that, it's dangerous. And each of them, as if it were a script, said to me in their own childhood, they said, it's not dangerous, I've done this before and nothing happened. And that's exactly the point of our mission here. Just because you see people around you doing it in a bad way, and they say, listen, I've done this lots of times, I've been doing it for years, everyone does this, and nothing happens, it's not dangerous, wrong. It is dangerous, it is bad, consequences will come, and not just in the hereafter, for sure, but even in this world, very possibly as well. There's a different way of learning this last phrase of the Mishnah, which is, Al tisyash min ha'parnos, don't despair from the punishment, and that is referring not necessarily to that punishment will come to the bad people, but also that if you are having hard times, that don't despair, in Yehush B'olam Klal, as Rabbi Nachman of Breslau is famous of saying, you can't despair, because this too shall pass. And that's sort of there's a well-known Jewish folktale. Shlomo HaMelech said you should advise to put on a ring, Gam Ze Yavor, this too shall pass, because that cuts both ways. If you see someone who is a bad guy who currently is enjoying the good life, well, that too shall pass. And also, if you're a person who's suffering at the moment from some hardship, hang in there, because Gam Ze Yavor, this too shall pass, and don't lose hope just because there's something bad happening now. Better times are, as Hashem, please God, around the corner.